U.S. President Donald Trump and his national security advisor are publicly at odds about the seriousness of the threat currently posed by North Korea. In a Sunday morning tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day had told reporters that there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a U.N. resolution. "North Korea fired off some small weapons, which disturbed some of my people and others, but not me," said Trump in his tweet. Senior White House officials traveling with the president acknowledged that caused confusion and consternation, not only within the administration, but also among America's allies in the region. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally, said the president will be judged by the outcome in North Korea.
"I'll give Trump the space he needs to deal with Kim, but I'll remind the president that you have to deliver on this. This is one of the signature issues of your administration."
Later in that interview, Graham said that if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, leader of the Democratic-controlled chamber, permits an impeachment inquiry to start, Trump will be reelected and Republicans will retake control of the House. About three dozen Democrats and a lone Republican in the 435-member House have called for impeachment hearings to start. But caucus chairman Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats need to focus on their political agenda and serving the American people instead of trying to impeach Donald Trump.
"We will not overreach. We will not overinvestigate. We will not overpoliticize that responsibility. We'll proceed as Speaker Pelosi has eloquently laid out, methodically yet aggressively, to get to the truth."
So far, Pelosi has resisted calls to start an impeachment inquiry, opting to continue committee investigations. This is VOA News. Delegations from Venezuela's government and the opposition have returned to Norway to